ハロー、This is your Q Endos. Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you will discover a new development of yourself and for your life, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, Amitayu Sutra is going to be number 15. Next sentence is also very hot.Which is written that to see the various being as your own. Well, this is it's kind of fundamental, the base of the golden rule in the Bible, treat others as you wish to be treated. However, this is see others as yourself. Actually, this is very something practical.It's not like ethics, do this or do that, or think like that. It's more real, actual feeling, which means that in a deep, deep heart of ourselves, well, heart of yourself, of course there's a subconsciousness,But the deepest level of the, I don't say deepest, but some, in some deep level of some subconsciousness, there's a, some core point exist. Well, which I call this, the deep, some deep point in the heart as key core, because you can feel it as it is core.Of yourself, or of your heart, or of your subconsciousness, and this is not difficult to be to feel it. Well, I'm sorry, I might not be able to let you feel because I'm not in front of you. But try. If you have other people around you and put.Both of you back to back, touch together, and one person feel deep, deep inside of the heart and subconsciousness, and there's some the point you can feel it as something like a body sensation, as energy. And what is interesting is if one reaches to this point.The other person who is touching back to back can feel it. It is a common point of the both of two persons, which means deep inside of our subconsciousness, there is a common point, common core of the key energy, common of all human beings actually. This is not a philosophy, this is not knowledge, butThis is the body sensation, I mean key sensation that you feel as it is body sensation. It is reality, what you will experience is key. And if you accept other beings into this level with your energy, accept, then what happens is that the great spirit of the universe start to touch it, and you can feel it. This is the interesting part, which you'll be able to experience in a workshop. Well, let's get back to the subject. If you have the feeling, body sensation, or some kind of realization in a daily life,that you have the common point, common key core of all human being in your subconsciousness. If you're sensing this in a daily life, automatically without any effort, you look others as yourself, because we all are sharing the same subconsciousness point, the core of the key energy. And this is what the meaning of the seeing as other beings, various beings, as your own, as yourself. However, there is some challenging for the ego to be in this state. It is because to go deep into subconsciousness, actually in some way, it is equal to accepting other beings or external world into your own heart. It is the same thing, and it happens same time. And it means that you start confronting to your own karma. And this is what the ego don't like it, no? Because as long as you are confronting to it, and you are with the great spirit of the universe, this is also very interesting aspect of the secret of the universe, facing to the negative part of yourself, facing to the evilness, or in another word, is same as facing to the God, facing to great spirit of the universe. And this is why, the reason why, the psychologist Jung, Carl Jung said, the backside of the evil is a God, God's backside is evil, backside of the God is evil, but backside of the evil is God. You cannot take only one. As you confront to your negative karma and to face to great spirit of the universe, or not to confront, not to face to the negativity of your own, but to be controlled to it. This is one or the other. The reason why ego, which is a negative karma, don't like this, that you will confront the ego, is because the ego, the negative karma, lose control. So it's one or the other. You'll be control or you control, confront. Isn't it interesting? And many people are not used to it, not trained enough to be, to control, or confront, and is controlled. That's really a shame. Anyway, that is the reason why you start accepting others into your deep inside of your heart, and you go deep inside of your subconsciousness. It's a journey, of internal journey, and also at the same time, it is confronting to your negative karma, and at the same time, it is a facing to the great spirit of the universe. Because the great spirit of the universe will start touching your core, and this is a process of receiving unification from the great spirit of the universe, or you will be unified with the great spirit of the universe. This is whole package. All these are actually each aspect of the each, and on the way to unified. This happens, and when this become your daily life subconsciousness, which means facing to great spirit of universe, confronting to ego, on the way to unify, accept others, and yes, seeing others as yourself will be the daily life of your consciousness. And this is such a well, heart of the tenderness, kindness, and warm, which means that your life will be tender and kind and warm. How you treat others and the world is how you'll be treated by the world. And that's what the great spirit of the universe is wishing your life will be, taking care, enough warmth and kindness. This is a whole learning process, how you increase your kindness, your love to the other people and the world. May your life be kind, sweet, tender, and warm. And the great love, may you be embraced by the great love of the great spirit of the universe.